Thank you, Madam Chair. I also thank the speakers for the presentations. China welcomes this session of the Intergovernmental Working Group. The DDPA is a banner for the global movement against racism and a shared commitment of the international community. China is a staunch supporter and an active practitioner of the DDPA. We have actively participated in the relevant discussions during the Human Rights Council and have long been calling for the fight against racism and racial discrimination. The HRC just concluded its 51st session a few days ago, during which China co-sponsored the resolution "From Rhetoric to Reality: A Global Call for Concrete Action Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance," tabled by the African Group. We welcome the discussion of the draft declaration on the promotion and full respect of the human rights of people of African descent at this meeting. The draft contains references to the socioeconomic inequalities in many parts of the world today as a consequence of colonialism and slave trade, and appeals to states to take all necessary measures to address the legacy of colonialism. 30 years into the implementation of the DDPA, it is lamentable that systemic racism and racial discrimination still persist in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, and Australia. The rights of Africans and people of African descent, Asians and people of Asian descent, Muslims and indigenous people continue to be gravely violated, which makes us deeply concerned. Those countries that were involved in slavery, the transatlantic slave trade, and profited from the colonial system in the past should demonstrate the political will and courage to shoulder responsibility for their historical crimes and take steps to address the ongoing racism, xenophobia, and violence. Bring truth and justice to the victims and work with the international community toward racial justice and equality. China is ready to work with all to combat all forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, to vigorously promote our shared values of peace, development, equity, justice, democracy, and freedom, to effectively protect the human rights of all people, including ethnic minorities, and to ensure that everyone can live in dignity. I thank you, Madam Chair.